I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local homebuyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. It is the most wonderful time of the year if you work in interior design. Heather Osmond is with me from Osmond Designs. Heather, it's like your Super Bowl. It's Parade of Home season.
It really is. Good morning, Lindsay. Good morning to all of our KSL friends. We love doing this show every Saturday morning. We seriously have too much fun. That's
too
what's
much.
Great.
Yep.
We are so lucky to live in Utah where it's always good news. On this show. I know some of the other KSL shows, it's not
always good news.
We got to inform the people
exactly.
What's going on.
We just get to tell people their sofas are ugly, they need to buy new accessories. We get to talk about the Parade of Homes that's coming up, which I am so excited about this year. Every single year I say, it's the best show ever, but it really, really is. The show is just next month, and so we are in full store furniture mode. I think we have more furniture that is going in this year's Parade of Homes than ever before. We're talking about the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. Right after Utah Valley, we have the Salt Lake Parade of Homes, and then we also have Park City Showcase of Homes that's right behind that. But as part of that, we get to do, you know, all the furniture, which is so fun. We offer interior design services. So we did all the exterior, all the interior selections. It's like making a cake. And then once we have a great cake all baked and ready, we get to add all the accessories. So today I brought my friend, her name's Marga Draper. She is our resident mud pie rep. We buy a ton of accessories from you, Marga. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Heather, and thank you for having me on this morning.
Do you like to be referred to as the accessories in the cake? Is that appropriate?
I love it.
She's the frosting on the cake.
She's so
sparkles
much fun.
And the edible glitter. Yes, and I love the whole thing, but I love the frosting on the top with all the little fun things.
For sure. And if you know Marga, that's just her personality. She seriously is such a sweetheart. And when we get together and do the buying for my store, we have so much fun and we get giddy. And there's just such a great assortment that this brand carries that you offer. And it's always so much fun to see what the latest and greatest is. We recently just had so many accessories land. They are being unpackaged and brought out every single day. We're like little Santa's elves in our stores right now, just unpackaging, tagging everything and bringing it out on the floor. And it's going out the door as quickly as it's coming in because people are caring more about their home than ever before. Marga, tell us a little bit about accessories and mud pie and why you love them.
Well, I love mud pie. Of course, actually, I'm employed by One Coast, which is an awesome company. And then I rep for mud pie. And I know you carry lots of this in your store, and it's beautiful. Along with your store is beautiful. So
thank you so much. Tell us, what are some of your very favorite things that are new?
So we have just beautiful products. They sell, as you know, Heather, we have frames, we have candles, we have baskets, we have lanterns, just an assortment of everything that you would love to have in your home.
Okay, so this is so crazy, and I know it's May right now, but you actually have Christmas.
Yeah, so you probably don't want me talking about Christmas.
Well, listen, I would like it to warm up a little bit.
Who's ready for Christmas?
That's okay. We can talk about Christmas.
I know. So all of the orders are going in for the Christmas. It is not shipping quite yet, but Margaret and I are planning Christmas right now. I know that sounds so weird, but
it's true. Like when you make a Christmas album. You got to do it in like early so that it can be produced and done, and then it's out by Christmas.
Oh yeah, and we have one of the collections that we sell, great, which you sell too, is our Circa, which has so many cute sayings. And now that we're coming out with Christmas, actually, I know it's a little early for Christmas, but I'm already thinking about it. Some of our cute sayings for the Circa and our cookware is like cookies for a good cause, nice. Dashing through the dough.
Nice.
Quiche me good morning. And cheese and thanks.
Who thinks of these things?
I love
it. So cute. Okay, so what she's talking about is they have these great platters. And these great dishes, there's bowls, there's plates, and all of the fun things. So when you cater a meal, you have friends and family come over. They have these really cute chip and dip and mac and cheese bowls and taco platters and just the cutest things. So when you eat all the food, they have a little saying at the bottom of the bowl.
That's so cute.
It's so cute.
Well, and Heather, I love that you two like, I always think about going to a store and buying what's in style, but you two are the ones who decide what's in style. Like, because you're already thinking about Christmas, so you're already telling me what's going to be in style come December.
I know. It's so much fun. I have to say, Mud Pie really does have something for every budget, every taste. They have the really cute, traditional, beautiful things. They have the more modern accessories as well, picture frames, like you're saying, the candles, baskets are all the rage right now. I love their clothing. We have an Osmond & Co. clothing boutique at our Orem store, so we love to buy some of the Mud Pie products and put in there. They have the cutest jackets and dresses and pants and, you know, just everything that's cute. I love them.
I love them too, actually.
And Mud Pie is a unique name. Like, I don't think I would have known the name, but if you see the label, are you confused by that?
So I know people laugh when I tell them I actually sell Mud Pie. They just can't.
They're like, can I get a dessert?
But then so many people are now knowing what Mud Pie is, and it's becoming just, you know, out there, and it's beautiful. You have to stop in Osmond Designs, and you have to see the Mud Pie that we have. And just, Heather, you have such a beautiful store. What I love about your store is just you have something for everyone. There's just something to love for everyone. And that's what I love about Mud Pie, is there's several collections and there's something for everyone to love.
I love that so much. Oftentimes with the Mud Pie stuff, I love to take one home and then I love to buy one for one of my cute little neighbors or friends. Just really unique, fun gifting things. A lot of them are under $20. And so it's just so cute. We wrap them all up and make them all great. And it's just fun stuff. It just makes you happy.
It does make me happy, too. In fact, you know, I love to design my house and I just love decorating with pillows and everything I possibly can. And really, I think that the home is just really a place, a reflection of all of us. But it's really a reflection of the people that live inside. And it should create, for me, I design it so it's happy. It should be about happiness. Our homes should make us happy. That's what I love about decorating.
I think so too. And I think so many people are struggling. The stresses of the world just sometimes can get you down. So if you can walk into a room and you see a cute pillow that has a funny saying that makes you laugh. Some of my very favorites are about animals that Mud Pie has. Favorite dog in the house or whatever it is. Just such cute things that I think you will walk in and you'll immediately recognize the Mud Pie brand in our Osmond Design stores. We are sure grateful to partner with you for all accessories, and definitely come in to Osmond Designs. We have a location in Orem, also one in Lehigh. Everything is in stock, which is the name of the game right now. Come and pick it up. You don't have to wait 6 months. You don't have to wait a year for your sofa, for your accessories. You can pick them up today.
So, Heather, if our home is a reflection of us, hot mess, is that a style?
Lindsay.
Toys all over
Toys
the floor.
Toys all over. You have young kids. There's a time and a season. You're doing great, Lindsay. I'm so proud of you. You need some of these mud pie baskets.
I need them
Put
all.
The toys in there.
Bring all the baskets over to my house.
You have 20 baskets everywhere.
I don't think hot mess is a style Osmond Design subscribes to, but it's the Lindsay brand for sure.
You're so cute.
We'll take a break. More on the home show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Designs, any one of those stores. Heather, good to be with you.
So good to be here. Welcome to the home show. We love doing this every single week, and it's fall. This is so much fun. Kids are back in school. We're going to talk about what's going on in the market, specifically what happened in the summer, and then also talk about some fall design tips and things. If you are staying in your home, if you have a new home, make sure that you spend your money wisely in the best places so that you get the most bang for your buck, not only to enjoy your home, but also for resale. We have Drew Armstrong with Armstrong and Flinders, one of the best real estate teams in the entire state of Utah. They are regulars on the show, and Drew brought all of his charts and graphs, and we're going to go over some of the stats. Drew, take it away.
That's funny. It's interesting. We're talking about statistics again and where the market is this year versus last year and the year before. And when you look at the different counties, obviously you're going to see little snapshots of different locations. But when you look at the state as a whole, it's a little different. It's a little interesting. It takes into account some of the more rural counties and all the whole Wasatch Front, everything. And annually, the thing that was interesting is if you go to like 2020 closed sales in Utah as a whole, we had 59,570 sales that we tracked. In 2021, it dropped a little bit to 55,500. Days on the market in 2020 were 40 days on the market, and then it dropped down to 23 days on the market in 2021. In 2022, it's actually not that much higher than that. It's only about 28, 29 days, so year to date. So we're still selling them relatively quickly, but the thing that's interesting is that we are down. If you look at our year to date change in closed sales, it's 35% fewer homes have sold statewide this year than last year. The thing that's crazy, though, is the one-year change in median sales price is up by almost 12%. And so you're going, wait a second, fewer homes are selling, right? Interest rates are up. The affordability index is the thing that is just crazy, because it is not affordable to buy a house now because interest rates have gone up so much in Utah. And at the same time, the median sales price and the average sales price have both gone up in Utah, and we're talking by 12% year over year.
How does that happen?
It's weird, and I think some of it's just expectations. Mm-hmm. Some of it may be the people that are the most affected by interest rate changes really are priced out of the market at this point. And so the people that can still afford it can afford to buy something. It may be less than it was last year, but they can still participate. And so I think we're seeing some of that but it is, you know, when you look at the numbers, it's like, well, we should be, our average price should be lower, right? Our median price should be lower. No, they're not. They're up.
Mm. And I believe, even with my clients, the people that have money, they just want what they want. Mm. And like you're saying, if even the price is up 11%, they just want the house that they want. And they can afford it, and so that they just do it.
Yeah, I think that's some of it, is that they're willing to go ahead and pay a bigger payment. We have a lot of clients that are just like, what, you know, the payment, you know, their perception is the payment's temporary because I could refinance this. I could, you know, if the rate changes, then we'll go down. I can afford this now. And I don't want, you know, if you have enough money that you're buying something that's well within your means.
You're paying cash.
Yeah. Or you're paying cash. But even if you're not, even if you have a payment and you go, well, you know, it's a little bit more expensive. I can't take the same amount of vacations, or can't have the same toys, but this is a long-term purchase. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to compromise on what I'm going to be happy with just because it's going to be harder to make that payment today.
And you can feel the short-term pain versus the long-term pain. Yeah. I think Utah might be an interesting case study in who the interest rate hikes really impact, right?
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, our demographic, we're so young here in this state that Utah has different statistics than most of the rest of the country because our demographic is so different than most of the rest of the country.
I agree. And I think it's those starter homes, those first time home buyers that are being affected and always not in a positive way. So we have to be creative about how to get them in homes. I think Vineyard is, in my opinion, one of the cities in Utah that is doing it right. There is more construction going on in Vineyard with accessory apartments than probably any other city. And that is their way to get people into homes, including my oldest daughter, Alexis, who purchased a home. She rents out three of the bedrooms to roommates who pretty much make her entire mortgage. And she has an accessory apartment in the basement that she rents to this cute little newlywed family. And Perfect. She's making money every single month. She's made over $200,000 in equity in the last 2 years.
Jeez.
I mean, and that's way more money than she could ever make working 40 hours
a job. And she's in school, right?
Yeah, she's 24 years old. Yeah. It's incredible, right? So way to go, Vineyard. You should be maybe teaching the rest of the cities how to create more affordable housing. We need it. There is a demand for it. And I think, again, be creative about how to do it. So if you are looking at being a owner occupied, that's a great option, but also investments. A lot of these brand new homes, developments, they are pre-selling them before they're even complete. So if you are an investor, you have extra money, you want to refi your home, get a HELOC loan, it's a great time to invest in Utah because there are plenty of renters that would love to rent your home right now.
There are fewer investment properties selling this year than last year because it's harder for the rents to cover the mortgage. You're not. I just bought one. I bought one last week, and I bought a townhouse, and it's a fantastic investment property. But for me, I'm upside down on that one by $200 or $300 a month.
Yeah. But I think the play is not even that monthly, even if you have to feed it just like you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the equity that you're going to be getting over the next year, 3 years, 5 years is going to outperform any amount of rent that you'd
Y'all
be losing.
Y'all tell me that it's really hard to want to lose money every month on an investment property.
Well, it is, but you know, my very first investment property that I bought in 2002. And I bought it for $142,000. And I had to feed it about $200 a month, which is probably more like $400 or $500 now, right? And within 2 years, it was breaking even or making me a little bit of money. I bought it for $142,000. It's worth about
$650
right now.
Okay, well, there's your case study for why you do it. So, Drew Armstrong with us. Heather Osmond, of course, from Osmond Designs. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about these
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Wherever you podcast, just search for the KSL Home Show. You will find us there. Heather Osmond, of course, with Osmond Designs. She's what we call the triple threat. She's got interior design experience. She has got real estate license, so she knows Utah's market. And she's just awesome. That's the third thing.
You're so cute.
She's just awesome.
I love you.
She's
I just need to hang out with you more. I have to say, I have been a real estate investor. I am a real estate investor. Back in the day, 27 years ago, my husband and I have been married, and we owned 33 rental properties in the beginning, and that was a lot. And I wish we still had them. Can you imagine the property equity we would have maintained if we would have held on to those? But our strategy was buy, sell,
improve, sell.
Yes, buy,
redevelop,
keep that one. And anyway, each individual property was different, and our strategy based off of how much money we had at the time to reinvest in that property. There are so many creative ways that you can make money in Utah, and the stats that Drew Armstrong with Armstrong and Flinders, and the stats that you've been researching this week support everything we're talking about today.
No, for sure. I mean, it's changed a little bit, but, you know, we're looking at like new listings, statistics. You know, if you look year to date, and this is to July, in 2020, as a comparison, we had 41,000 new listings as far as, you know, to beginning of the year to July of 2021. I mean, of 2020. In 2021, it was 37,500. And this year so far, we've had 39,900. So actually, we've gone up a little bit, about 6.5% versus last year as far as number of homes sold. But then when we look at our pending sales, so sold and pending sales year to date, in 2020, it was 35,800, so almost 36,000. In 2021, it was 32,000. And this year so far, it's in 2022, it's 27,287. And so we're down about 16% versus last year.
What story does this tell for you, Drew? What do those numbers mean?
It means that the whole world is not ending. It's not collapsing. That's one thing that
that's good
that
news
means.
For today.
The numbers are absolutely being impacted. I mean, the Federal Reserve wants people to stop buying so much and so quickly and wants to stop people fighting over houses. But we are still in a position where when a good one comes along, it's not like every single house sells with multiple offers. And as soon as you get into what's called the jumbo loan category, that pricing, we're actually seeing better deals than say in even February of this year. You can probably get a better deal if you look hard now in that jumbo loan category. But if you're looking in the typical, like up to about 650, 700,000, man, things are still selling. If you are not prepared to sell, if your house isn't beautiful, it will sit. So it's one of those things where not everything will sell at this point. The beautiful ones still get multiple offers. The good deals are gone pretty quickly. But there are some houses where you're seeing 40 days on the market and stuff. But you go in, you go, okay, that's why.
Well, and I think the point that you're making is if you have an experienced real estate agent who is helping you price it correctly, which is half the game, if you have someone that's just pricing it way over what it would ever sell for in, you know, relation to all the other comparables, you're going to be dead on the water. There's nothing that will help you. But as we were talking, design, photography, we really are more of an online shopper these days.
Right.
So before anyone even steps into your home, as soon as that residential home hits the MLS,
you have instant eyes on it. Thousands and thousands of agents are sending it to their clients and saying, this just hit. It's probably going to have multiple offers if it is priced correctly. And a lot of that is, like we're saying, just making sure that it's staged correctly. There are so many emerging summer trends that I think have been influenced by the pandemic, and buyers are looking for specific things. So
absolutely.
If an interior designer like me or a real estate agent like Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders can help you hit and check those boxes, you have a better chance of selling your home for the highest amount of money in the shortest amount of time. So Drew, with the remaining amount of time that we have, you and I just wanted to go over maybe some of the ideas that we have that can be some tips
absolutely.
For sellers to help sell their home. There is, number one, a continued focus on the outdoors of every single home. So those drive-bys of those neighborhoods are everything. Before people even make an appointment to look at your home, they're looking at it online. And then second, they're driving the neighborhood. So make sure that curb appeal is done.
Curb appeal is super important. But the other thing that is super important is people are looking in backyards. They want to see that there's, I mean, we're talking these homes that are presenting themselves the best. The patio and the back deck are staged.
Huge.
Mm. Staged.
Yeah,
you know,
I got
so,
some work
so,
to do.
Yeah, so people, seriously, people come
room.
Out
yeah.
and
yeah.
They look at it, and the ones that present themselves have some shade, right? They have maybe a dining kind
sitting
of
area.
Sitting
yeah.
area.
Hot tubs.
Yeah,
were back ordered for almost a year during the pandemic. Everyone
that's
wanted
crazy.
One.
Yeah, but that's... People are interested in recreating in their own yard and being outside even when they're at home.
I love
and
that.
Being able to use that. So that makes a big difference.
And people just want low maintenance. I'm getting this in almost every interior design appointment that I'm doing, whether it's on the interior or the exterior. People just don't want another project. So if they can have that drought tolerant landscaping or whatever it is, just simple and classy is what people are trending to.
Yeah, I'm impressed because with my last few clients, they all are, it's not like they're saying, oh, Drew, I only want to go to xeriscaped homes.
Right.
But when they get to one where the xeriscaping is done nicely and well, that is a huge plus for them. It's like, people aren't saying, I'm only going to go shop for houses with solar either.
Yeah, sure.
But when they get to one that has a good roof and a nice solar installation, that's like, they're like, yeah.
That's a nice bonus.
Yeah.
I think
and,
so too.
And, it, you know, a few years ago even, that was never a thing where, I mean, we almost wouldn't give people any value for having a solar array on their house because it was like, it's so different. It could wear out, that kind of thing. But heck, roofs wear out. You know what I mean? A furnace wears out. So, but people are paying attention to xeriscaped yards. That's a big plus. Outdoor areas that are nice and they can imagine sitting out there and reading a book or even, you know, cooking dinner with their spouse or watching TV.
It's about the experience,
yeah,
right? It's creating
it
that story that you can be here and think of the amazing family parties you're going to have.
Absolutely.
People love that.
And people pay more for homes that have those spaces where they're well done.
I think that's amazing. So. Okay. Statement lighting is always a hot topic. Not only are we seeing that in custom homes, but we're also seeing that in many of the entry level starter homes as well.
It is. It is so interesting because I'm seeing more unique light fixtures than I ever have before in all price ranges. So people are, you know, you want them cohesive and you want them to create some feel and ambiance. And they do. They really, the way a house is lit up in the evening makes such a huge difference. And if you have that, make sure that, and you're trying to sell, make sure that your realtor gets a photographer that can actually take pictures of the mood that having these statement lights create within a home. It's also interesting, you know, you're walking in homes and they have like five different light switches going into the living room all the time now in the newer ones, because it's like you can adjust the way the room feels depending on what you're doing with the lights. So that makes a big difference.
I agree. Okay, let's talk a little bit about pandemic-inspired trends. People are taking out that carpet. Mm-hmm. And they're installing hardwood floors. I'm getting more and more requests for that People love it. So if you have that in your home, you're planning on selling your home, that's a huge bonus and plus for buyers.
And there are so many hard floors that are not hardwood too, that give you some different, I mean, there's pros and cons for everything, but the LVP we're seeing a lot of, the engineered hardwoods are super easy to install and get in really quickly, and they're a little less expensive. We're seeing the laminates are better than they ever have been for the lower price stuff. But, you have them that look like a traditional laminate, but this stuff won't swell up and it won't peel when it gets wet. And so they're a lot better that way. The other thing that we're seeing as far as pandemic-inspired trends is, you know, you hear it on the news where people are a little resistant to going back to work, right? People like being able to work from home. And there's a greater emphasis on a quiet office for mom or dad.
Or both. Yeah.
Once we get into a certain size home, people are seriously saying, no, I need two offices.
Yeah. And so, my husband and I are both working from home, one's at the kitchen table.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have two
offices.
With
all of the kids running around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you get interrupted and yeah.
Yeah. Right. Private offices are a huge thing that's a change that we've seen since the pandemic, that is so much more important to people. The other thing that people are making a difference, I was shown homes up in the Cove in Alpine, 4 million dollar homes, and we're walking through, and I have a family that's like, I think this is it. And then they start asking about internet, and up there, there's not.
It doesn't exist.
And there's not any great high speed internet.
Starlink is the key.
I have another house that we have that's over a million, that's down in Genola on 2.5 acres, and we just got another offer on that one. But Starlink is solving that problem for a lot of people, because you can get 270 megabits per second with Starlink. So it's not like gigabit speeds, but it's really fast internet, and you can get it anywhere. And so that is making a huge difference to a lot of people. The family that I'm selling for, that's one of the things that they said, is they said, you know, there's a little bit of a backup for getting a Starlink system right now. We're not including it. You'll have to get your own, but it's a good idea. But we're taking this with us to our next house.
You're going to laugh, but I just landed my Starlink. It's in the box at my home. I'm tired of Comcast. Can I say that? So spotty, and we just need it to work. So this is not a Starlink commercial, but it is a selling feature. Technology is a big deal, and we're here to help. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. If you are just joining us, I'm Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, last break I talked you up as a triple threat, interior design, real estate. I thought of the third thing besides awesomeness. It was commercial real estate.
Yes.
You know all of those industries, and that's what makes you so amazing to work with clients here in Utah.
You're so sweet. You know what? I've done it all. I've made mistakes. I've had lots of failures, lots of successes, luckily more successes than failures, but I love everything about real estate. They say that 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate, and I think that is so, so true. They also say location, 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 and we live in Utah. So almost any place in Utah is gaining value, gaining equity. It's a great investment. So not only are Utahns doing that, but also out-of-staters. You know, the secret's out.
Yeah.
All of those clients are coming in. They're buying second homes, third homes. I think, thank the pandemic for that. We live in a beautiful area, and people want to be here, and they can work from home, which is fantastic.
That is true. And our demographic.
Demographic.
I said that before, but our demographic, we're the youngest state in the country with a median average age that's 5 years younger than the next closest state, which is Idaho. So yeah. that's kind of interesting, and it really drives us. But, you know, when you talk about Heather being a triple threat, you're forgetting some of the things that Heather has experience in. And it's not like she's going to go build you a house, but she knows construction
really
well.
Oh, she's not limited to triple. It's quadruple. And I don't think there's words for sextuplet. I don't know what it is.
Other thing that she knows how to do is development, you know, and she knows development. She knows how to go take a project through the city council and get it approved. And she's been involved in that her whole career. And so she has, she's not a triple threat.
You're too nice. I have been busy. I do have a lot of experience. And I think that's why I love Utah so much. I was a Provo High girl, went to BYU, got married. Well, actually worked at ZCMI for a year, got married, and then made a big move to Orem. Then stayed in Orem, moved to Cedar Hills, and now I'm in Alpine. So I'm definitely Utah County homegrown. We have two stores in Utah County that, again, have four kids. Those are my other two children that I just, I'm so passionate about what I do. I love walking into people's homes and helping them love their home. It's something that actually I feel like is a calling of mine, and it brings me so much joy. And every day I can't believe I get paid to do this. It's amazing.
Well, you're really good at it. I mean, good at it to the point where there have been a few times that we've had you come in to somebody's house and you or one of your girls comes through. I mean, we've had it done a million times, but you come in and we literally have gotten a couple of times where people are like, you know, we're happy here now.
Yeah. We're ruining
or
yourselves
I'll buy the
for you.
House and all the furniture.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We've done that too. But seriously, we've had people that are like, okay, we're getting our house ready to sell. And then somebody from Osmond goes out there and they call us up and they're like, you know, I think we're going to just stay here. Well, we'll call you when we're ready.
I'm so sorry about that. That is not our intent for
she
sure.
No, it's totally fine.
It's so well. Fun. But we do a lot of commercial. Drew does a lot of commercial. We talked today a lot about residential real estate, and probably the next time we have you back, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on in commercial right now.
Commercial is so weird right now.
It's so weird, right? Office buildings are almost vacant. Not really, but definitely they're down in numbers. A lot more people are working from home than ever before. But drive-throughs, commercial retail, it's non-existent. If you can find one with a drive-through, I think young moms love that. Older moms, I know I'm middle age, but I love just not getting out of my car, just going through the drive-through.
Well, the other thing that's just crazy is industrial.
Yeah.
So heavy
warehouse.
Industrial too, but warehouse. I literally have a client right now who is in need of warehouse, and we've gotten to the point where they are starting to look at like Class C and Class D office space to do what they normally would
do
in a warehouse.
I know.
And we found one where with one of my clients, they were like, okay, we're ready to, and then they decided not to because of the ceiling, and they needed storage in the racks. And they have forklift, and they're like, that's the only reason that they wouldn't do it.
Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable what is going on in the market right now. Like you said, they cannot build them fast enough for them to be pre-leased before they're even complete.
Anyhow, the commercial real estate end of things is very different than it was a few years ago. And that's pandemic related as well.
I agree. You know, I think even in my furniture store industry, we have upholstery and it's sometimes 6 months, 9 months, 12 months out. So I'm pre-buying stuff to make sure that I have stuff available for the needs of my customers. It's fall. If you are in the market for furniture, I think the name of the game right now is it's in stock. Bring your truck and trailer. We have the coolest, most beautiful furniture in stock right now. We'd love you to come and see it. And if you mention that you heard this on the KSL radio show today, you'll receive 20% off the entire store Saturday only. So come check us out.
Wow.
Also, Park City Parade of Homes. Today is the last day, so make sure that you check that out as well.
Osmond Design is full of decor for the fall holidays, too. And so that's one of the things I almost don't want my wife to go store starting at about this
time. Be scared.
Time.
Be very afraid. Yeah. Still send the wife to Osmond Designs. I love
20%
it.
Off.
Drew Armstrong, Heather Osmond, always good to chat with you both. We'll be back next week on The Home Show.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.